Hello, is Jerome Vo there?
Speaking.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. And what is, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
63.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one we have, Marcy Kapoor as a congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove? And do
approve.
Would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And Joe Biden as president?
Neutral.
We do have the options of somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove. Where do you fall?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one is Derek Marin.
I'm unfamiliar.
Never heard of him?
No.
Thank you. Then we have First Energy.
I'm sorry, what are my options again?
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression of First Energy?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
Strongly unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And then we have Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
And then we have Marcy Kapoor.
Strongly favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
Strongly favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Kennedy.
Thank you. Just a moment, please. Okay, there we go. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kapoor?
Marcy Kapoor.
Thank you. And Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 4 years. She has become rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting billions of illegal immigrants into America, and it is a time for a change. Does this statement make you less likely or to vote for Kaptur, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please let me know.
I don't think it's true.
Okay.
Marcy Kaptur has done so much good for the people.
Thank
she'll
you.
She'll get my vote every time she runs.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please also let me know. The first one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
I wouldn't vote for him at all.
So, with the options that we have, where do you fall? Is it much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or the statement is not true?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Then we have, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof, and as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make an abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
Much less likely.
Thank you. As a landlord who received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving out children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
No, I wouldn't vote for him. I'm a Democrat. I won't vote Republican.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Mehring or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Mehring?
Because I'm a Democrat.
Thank you very much. Something about everything that you just heard that you want to highlight as well?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Vote Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Not at all.
Thank you. And if the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.